podcast brought to you by Arabs for Christ and MidEastOutreach.com. Today we got quite a lot in store for you all today. Later in the program we'll be hearing from Jimmy. He returned to the States recently from a trip to Lebanon to check up on the AFC guys there and to do some outreach. We'll also be hearing an update from Granny, a missionary with AFC in the Beit Sahour in the West Bank. She'll be giving us an update on a ministry that her and some believers there will be starting soon. And last but certainly not least, we'll be hearing from Lai. He has made a debut recording, and we'll be playing that later in the program. So, without further ado, and we do have lots of ado, let's get the show on the road.
The Olympic crackdown continues on Christians in China. A ministry launches some new tools to help build the kingdom of God, and local churches are mobilizing to reach Belgium. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A month from tomorrow, the Olympic Games begin in Beijing. With all the attention focused on the country's human rights record, the persecution of Christians has also drawn the spotlight. Open Doors' Carl Muller says the campaign to eradicate house churches and silence believers is ongoing.
There's a very prominent Christian, Xi Weihan, who's detained right now in a Chinese prison, and his health is deteriorating greatly. I mean, he's been in since November of 2007 for illegal business practices, which means running a bookstore where Bibles and other Christian materials were sold.
Muller says prayer can change a lot of things. For example, just a few months ago,
there was a rumor around that the Chinese government was not going to allow any Bibles at all during the Olympics. And, of course, Christians around the world prayed, and the Chinese government quickly retracted that statement. And to complete the circle, issued an official Olympic Rings edition of the Bible.
Next, Americans are feeling the bite of a souring economy. People are tightening their belts. Here's Life Inner City is looking ahead to the new school year because many families won't be able to afford school supplies this year. Here's Life's Ted Gandy.
We feel it's really important that we get kids off to a good start, and as mundane as this may seem to some, it's a big deal for an elementary or junior high child.
Gandy says their backpacks of school supplies or power packs build bridges.
This year we're committed to providing over 2,500 power packs in 14 cities across the country, and we're basically raising $29.50 for each of those.
The backpacks are handed out by ministry partners.
In each one of the power packs, we have an urban book of hope. It has a number of gospel stories, simplified gospel stories, a lot of graphics, projects for them to do. So often when a caregiver will deliver a power pack to a child, they'll actually pull out the gospel presentation and go through it with the family or with a child.
You're listening to Mission Network News. India Partners wants to recommend some witnessing tools that its short-term mission teams have used effectively. Evangel cubes, beaded bracelets, and kits for making reading glasses are practical, inexpensive tools for sharing the gospel at home or abroad, says President and CEO Brent Hample.
Even after the short-term team leaves the area, there is that small, tangible reminder of the gospel to remind them of the love of Jesus Christ.
Simple reading glasses made of wire and plastic lenses can transform the lives of people in remote villages. For $1.50, you can fund a reading glasses kit and introduce someone to the gospel.
That's what the beauty of these tools are. They don't cost very much, so a team could purchase quite a few of these. They don't take up a lot of space. They can pack them in their trunks and hand check them all the way to the other side of the earth.
Meanwhile, Ramez Atala will be the speaker for Urbana 09, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Triennial Student Missions Conference. Atala is General Secretary of the Bible Society of Egypt. He'll focus on the first four chapters of the Gospel of John at the conference in St. Louis, Missouri. A native of Egypt, Atala got involved with InterVarsity while attending McGill University. Pray that the conference will inspire and train many students to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. And Operation Mobilization's second annual Hope Brussels campaign will provide churches with resources and mobilize them to reach their community. Most Belgians are indifferent to the gospel, but a short-term missions team is partnering with churches in Brussels to reach a variety of cultures in their city. Evangelical Christians make up less than 1% of Belgium's diverse secular population. Pray that God will do a great work of revival there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission. A devotion journal from Buckner International is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.
What did I see? You're coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get to heaven before I
enjoying it a lot more and more. It's an old song that they used to sing when someone would die, but it's really a cheery song, really. I mean, it sounds, if you hear the traditional way of it, it's really a sad song, but it's really not. It's a happy song, you know? And it's something I've been kind of humming and singing lightly, really lightly, when I'm out passing tracks. It's been helpful and keeps me going when I'm out there. Speaking of good songs, this next song I'm going to play for you guys comes from Kenya. It comes from a brother named Lai, or Lawrence. He's really a friendly brother. He's been on the website for quite a while now, and he's wanting to reach out to Muslims in the Arab world. He wants to learn Arabic and do that, and reach them for Christ through his music. This is his first song being released. He plans to release some more music in time. And I hope that also we'll be able to show you guys some of the new stuff that comes out in time. So this is his first song. It's called I Will Wait For You.
I will wait for you. I will not be ashamed. I will wait for you. You are my God and my salvation. I see light from a distance,
from my faraway land.
I see love from a distance,
drawing closer.
I see joy and comfort.
No, no.
I see beauty forevermore. There is hope before me.
Hope like Abraham.
The King of Kings has promised me.
Jehovah El Shaddai.
I will reach my father's land,
my father's home.
I will sit in Canaan's side,
my promised land.
I will wait for you. been shaved. I will wait for you. You are my God and my salvation. I am a sojourner in this desert,
dry, dry land.
I am a passerby in this dry land,
barren situation.
I have made a temporary place.
No, no.
'Cause tomorrow I fly away,
fly to the mountains.
He is not a man that he may lie.
Jesus' words are true.
His hand not short to bless me. Yes, yes. All I need is to believe.
Believe in His words.
That I have possessed my promised land.
No.
I will wait for you. I will not be ashamed. I will wait for you. You are my God and my salvation. I will wait for you. I will not be ashamed.
Hey, this is Jimmy with Answers for Christ. I just wanted to update everybody, let everybody know kind of what's going on with our ministry, and especially just come back from Lebanon. I was blessed to be there for about a month in May and into June, and just do evangelism there. Almost every single day I was there, and I was just absolutely blessed by that. And to to be in Lebanon these days, a lot of missionaries that are there said, you know, before the election of the new president, Michel Suleiman, that they were waiting for over a year, there was a dark, ominous, you know, demonic spirit about the country. And now, since I was there and the whole time there, it was just like that cloud had been lifted. And like right after I got there, things completely changed, and people's attitudes and everyone, it just seemed everyone was softened to the gospel, and God had opened their hearts and their eyes. And I was even blessed to while I was there to see a man from named Azad from Kurdistan, Syria. And he was we went to his door one day, and we just spent time, you know, in the gospel. He had a Bible in Kurdish already, and we opened up the Word of God, and he just wouldn't look us in the eye. He was very convicted of his sins, and right before we left, he went to pray. He said, "You know, I want to. I know, I'm a sinner, and I want what you guys have. I want this salvation." So God opened his heart, and just be praying for his dad. He received the gift of salvation into his heart, I believe, and he's truly born again to this day. I truly hope so. Be praying for Azad. Be praying for others like Azad. There's so many people all over, you know, Lebanon, all over the Middle East, Muslims coming to Christ. Not even just the Middle East, but all over the world. But we don't take time to look at these. But to pray for these guys is the most important, because this is the army of God. You know, we pray for how many times you hear pray for our troops and pray for this and pray for that. But our troops. This world is not our world. We're not of this world. We're just in it. Our brothers and sisters are our heavenly brothers and sisters, are the saints of Christ, the saints of God. So, you know, pray for our spiritual troops. Pray for those that are coming to Christ in mass numbers, coming from Islam, you know, that God's going to use as mighty warriors for His gospel. be praying for these people. It's very important, you know, just not once or twice, but continuously in prayer, just you know, beg God for their salvation. You know, He ultimately draws us all to Him, so but He uses us in big ways and uses us to bring glory to Him. So also we've been planning to start up a ministry in Syria. When me and John meet up here in the States, we'll be going to Syria next. Please be praying for that. We don't know exactly what God has in store. We don't know exactly how long we'll be able to stay in Syria. We don't know exactly how to get long-term visa there with exactly right now and or who through. So please be praying for that. We know we will be doing full-time evangelism. We will be sharing the gospel daily and passing out Bibles and sharing the gospel to those who haven't heard it, and to those who have, well, they're going to get another dose. Praise God. So, and hopefully, Lord willing, that they will repent of their sins and put their faith in Jesus Christ. Also, we've been in Malta for the past 6 or 7 months now, and I'm not there now. I just got back into the States a little bit ago, but John's still there, and he's still doing, you know, active in witnessing to the refugees there from all over Africa, from the Middle East, and so be praying for those that have heard the gospel there and that may or may not return to their home countries. Be praying for the believers there that have come to Christ. You know, there's a lot of Eritrean brothers that were highly persecuted in their own country, and now they're in Malta sharing the gospel like wildfire. So be praying for their boldness and for the Lord to use them in big ways. Also, you know, we have, you know, other brothers there and all over the world, you know, with Arabs for Christ, that it just seems, you know, God uses it at different times. We don't know everyone's heart, but it just seems like some of them, you know, in Lebanon, there's some brothers, Arabs for Christ, that are just burned out. Please be praying for them. And for
Jimmy's currently in the States doing some